Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now I'm effing with you.
That's funny.
Oh, God.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Somebody get him some drugs today, please.
He's on the mend.
Are you too busy taking a siesta when you should be at the fiesta?
Oh!
After all, it's holiday time, fun time, and any time is más bueno time. For Abuelita Santana's Freaky Friday Fricassee Donuts.
Oh, yum.
Start by weighing out precisely 50 pounds of safety flour on a scale of justice. Counterbalance it with an enormous forehead of one of Bing Crosby's boys. Gary would be best. Then tickle Lady Justice once for me. Don't worry, she's blind, so she'll never know what it... So she'll never know it was you. Next, subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. And secretly send no less than $200 or the equivalent in gin to Ponyboy at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, if you listen to the first word of every bonus show backwards, it will reveal where Mike has hidden the treasure.
Ooh!
Now that that's been taken care of, mix the flour with a gallon of Perrier brand mineral filth and seven of your favorite cheeses. If one of them is Roquefort, you're a filthy whore.
Yeah.
Add it all together into a salad fingers salad bowl and mix it together with the DeWalt brand Drill Do. You can find one in the adult section of any Home Depot. It's usually near Benoit ball bearings, the gas nipples, and rock hard bathroom caulk. Remember, if you're redoing your bathroom tile and the caulk stays hard for more than 4 hours, that means you're doing it right and you don't need to see a physician. When the bowl gets pregnant, leave it hot. Leave it in a hot, bright place for 9 months and wait. If it tries to blame you, don't listen. It's not your fault. Bowl is with child. It was careless and must deal with poor decisions. As soon as it's born, encourage your wayward doe to carry on. There will be peace when it's done. And when it lays its weary head to rest and cries no more, it will be ready for kneading. Wow. Yes, you need to knead. Feel the need to knead. Use your knees to knead.
Nice.
The dough needs to know that you needed it when you needed to knead it.
He's a genius.
Now wait for your lazy neighbors to put their stupid little barking watermelon of a pug on the deck to pee while you're trying to write a craft recipe. Pack as many sleeping pills as you can into a craft baby marshmallow and toss it over to the little effer next door. If you use too many pills, oh well, it's not even a real dog anyway.
Oh!
When you've regained your composure, form the dough into rings and deeply fry them in Dick Queasy's slightly ammoniated fish oils.
Mm.
When crispy, roll them in broken glass and garnish with used Band-Aids. Man, I really hate that dog. But I love these donuts. This has been another holiday recipe from Kraft.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Rudolph, I think you're cute. I'm cute.
Not bad at all.
Hey, you're okay.
She said I'm cute. Ha ha!
Come on. For crying out loud.
Fireball, what's the matter?
Get away. Get away from me.
No. What's this nonsense here, Box? Idiot. After all,
Donner, you should be ashamed of yourself. What
thanks,
a pity.
Santa.
He had
thanks.
A nice takeoff, too.
Nice attitude.
You dick! Halt! Who goes there?
Us, of course. Who'd you think?
Oh, well, then that's okay. Okay, who, may I ask, are you?
We're Rudolph and Hermie and Yukon Cornelius, sir. Who are you?
I'm the official sentry of the Island of Misfit Toys.
A jack-in-the-box for a sentry?
Yes, my name is...
Don't tell me. Jack.
No, Charlie. That's why I'm a misfit toy. My name is all wrong. No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on air and online worldwide with the most loyal wit.
How's that?
Wit.
Wit.
The most loyal listeners in the world. And if you're here, well, you are too, because you get it. We are delighted to have you with us right here at the Mike O'Mara Show. Online, on air, on right now, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Today brought to you by Sherry's Berries.
Mm.
Christmas is only 5 days away, and no matter who you're shopping for, Sherry's Berries is the perfect gift. You can shop from the comfort of your home. It's not too late to get the beautiful Sherry's Berries there by Christmas Eve. We're talking freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. That's over a 30% savings, or doppel the berries for just $10 more. All you need to take advantage of this amazing deal is our code TMOS. Massive, fresh, juicy gourmet berries as big as your head. They're giant. Dipped in dark white and milk chocolatey goodness, plus decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. Sherry's Berries has more than just berries. They've got amazing new seasonal treats as well. Just in time for the holidays, head on over to berries.com and send a gift they'll love, guaranteed. With Christmas right around the corner, there's only one way to get this amazing Sherry's Berries deal, starting at $19.99, and help support our show as well. I love these berries. They are the best. They are delicious. And Christmas is only 5 days away. Everything that they want me to say at Sherry's Berries, ladies and gentlemen.
All important things.
Team players,
that's
Mike.
Right. Just visit berries.com and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Then type in TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. We love Sherry's Berries.
Well, the best. Woo-hoo! The greatest.
Well, I have to order them again.
Why?
Because Mama Santana, all she did was eat them and not take them to work.
Oh, and they're supposed to go to work?
Yeah. Well, the bit was for her to get them from work and come back around and then tell everybody how great I am.
I
right?
see.
So
yeah.
Now I'm going to send them straight to work.
Got to send them to the
all
office,
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll mention another sponsor that, you know, frankly, I was a little annoyed that when I got up to Kathy's house over the weekend and I went into her freezer and there was all the phenomenal Omaha steaks food that I had none of. To be honest
she didn't
with you,
make
I was
any?
No, she made great dinner. She made an amazing dinner.
But she didn't make you the
Friday
Omaha
night.
Steaks.
No, and she made pork. And I'm like, I said, this is delicious pork, but, you know, there's pretty damn nice pork in that freezer right now that you can bust out. But no, they're all
did
there.
Did you claim that? I can't eat this. This isn't kosher.
What about those apple tartlets? I know they're here somewhere.
You know what? We brought up. That's funny. Paul looks at me. Paul looks at me at the table. What was it last? Was it two nights ago?
Saturday.
And we came in Saturday after we gotten back from my my niece's little holiday kids gathering.
Right.
And Paul said, is there any dessert stuff in that package you sent us? I said, there are caramel apple tartlets.
Four caramel apple carton tartlets. Delicious.
And she didn't bust those out.
She didn't blink?
No.
She made a pork loin, though. She made a delicious
pork
loin.
Delicious.
That was
nice.
Super, super yummy. And to be honest, probably of all the things that she did, when we got up here yesterday afternoon up to the great state of Maine, We walked in the house. There was a Christmas wreath on the door. There was a Christmas play setting with like candles and one of those little runners that you put across a dining room table.
Yeah.
Yes. And there was this Christmas pillow with a countdown pocket where you could do it. Kathy had gotten in at Thanksgiving time when she was up here, gone into our house and decorated inside.
Oh,
gave us all these. How cool is that?
Breaking
that
is and entering. So nice.
That's a yeah, breaking and entering.
5 to 10.
We were thrilled.
You know what? That is so nice because you're getting it there at the last minute, and you gotta think about stuff like that and having that stuff in play.
Oh, no one in my family would do that.
No,
I was blown away. I was truly
blown
away.
She's truly a giver.
That the fact that she did that. This is after, you know, a great weekend up in Boston where we got whacked by a bit of a snowstorm on Saturday. And I realized that where I live in great West South Florida is where I belong to be. One walk along the streets and living in the vertical world. You know, you've been there, Oscar. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
these brownstones.
Yeah.
I mean, I climb. You climb.
That's it.
24/7 and
stairs.
My knees.
Was it the kind of snow that you woke up to? Did you know it was snowing when you went to bed? How did it fall?
Yeah,
out?
Did you feel it in your fake hip?
My hip right now. My hip right now. If I could get medical marijuana, I would take it. I am in as much agony as I don't know how long this is going to. I mean, I have no idea what I'm going to do. But to be honest with you, the hip was. I got an hour and a half of sleep over the weekend, maybe total.
Oh, no.
Little chunks of sleep combined with like that. And then we go across to my niece's place, and how large is their house? Well, it's, you know, if you stacked it on one level, it would be an average-sized house.
Right.
You put it vertically in the big city,
the city,
and it's one of these old buildings, and it's, I think, 17 floors.
She's living in a lighthouse.
I think she's got, it's all vertical. It's all, yeah. The kids live on one floor. Mommy and daddy live on the other floor. The kitchen's on the other floor. The den's on the other floor. And it's just like, come up and see. I got to the main floor and I said, the question I said to my family, I said, is this where the party's going to be? Is this where is this where everybody is going to gather? Is this where we're most going to spend most of our time? I said, yes, Uncle Mike. Bam. I hit the chair.
Yeah.
And that's where you stayed. You
know, well, I would get up for a glass of wine. And then I get back to the chair, and then, you know, it's just like, hey, the kids are so cute. They're playing up on the top floor. They got a playroom up there. I said, oh, give them my best. Yeah,
FaceTime me. FaceTime.
Have one of them come down and show me the toy and a glass of wine.
Carla, FaceTime me.
It was a beautiful, wonderful, great time. Great time was had by all. And then we made the drive up here, and that's when Mother Nature was in full schizophrenic mode where temperatures in the mid-30s, then suddenly we get up here, the Great White North, the farthest northernmost place I'm going on this little junket of mine.
Caribou live where you live.
And it went up to 50.
Oh!
And went up to 50 with winds like you would not believe. Like Mother Nature skitzing out completely. Today, we woke up today, it's 7 degrees here today.
God.
7.
Yeah, it's a little schizo. I'm not sure what's going on.
How long of a ride is it from Boston to down east?
3 days.
That's not 3 days.
It's like 9 hours.
Four and a half hours.
Four and a half hours. Okay. So, but that's crazy that the weather could change that much in 4 hours and in the course of a day.
Yeah, but it's good for your health.
I'm sure. I am certain.
Yeah, because, you know, we were around kids all weekend and you see the little bubble, the little snot bubble on the one.
Yeah.
And she's adorable, but you know she's a carrier.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen. But
we're doing
beautifully. We're up here, and you know, I pretty much am happy that I haven't been in this house for a year and a half.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very happy.
And it hasn't been looted.
Well, there have been other people in this house. The family's come into this house. You know, my family checks out. But it's a different world, and I'm happy to be up here.
Mike, let me ask you this leading question. How does the air smell?
Happy Christmas.
How does the air smell?
I don't know. I haven't been outside.
Like, I was at
went outside of the garage today, looked for a mic cable, you know, came back inside.
How did the garage smell?
Smelled like gasoline and ass.
That's nice.
Mike, I was at a cocktail party this weekend, and someone said, how's Mike doing? I said, he's great. He's actually on his way to Maine. And someone said, doesn't he live in Florida? And I said, exactly. But he wants a white Christmas for little Michael.
Yeah, it's a New Englandy Christmas.
Did he have any reaction to the snow? Because this is the first time he's seen it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we were in Boston. He went out and we went to, you know, Kathy was generous enough to get tickets for this kids concert
right.
on Saturday where all the little kids were there. And they loved it. And we had 4 inches of snow on the ground in Boston. And so he was, I think he's overwhelmed. I think he's been, I think the happiest he was last night when it was the three of us. And he settled down. And he gets overwhelmed. He hasn't been. He goes to preschool, but
right.
he was overwhelmed with, you know, sleeping in a different bedroom,
big city,
and being around the big city and being around.
So he
all
has
the
no
kids.
Memory of being up there.
He has memories of Maine. He actually clued in to being in Maine early on, and it was fun to see him sit. You know, and the fact is that it blows me away that you can go from one place to the next and how seamless it really was. Mm-hmm. And that's just a credit to everybody that was looking out for us. And we're really, really happy. And outside of the DirecTV guy that I was talking to at 7:30 this morning, everything's been hunky dory.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Because
this man is lying.
The DirecTV people who said, you don't need to bring any equipment up to your place up there to stay on the same account. I'm not setting up a separate account to do that.
For
what
2 weeks?
Doing is,
no.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. So they said, yeah, you'll be fine. We'll just bring a receiver and we'll set it up in there. And then they told me in order to do it the right way, I have to get my, what is it called, a genie or whatever?
Oh, the genie, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rub the lamp.
They won't let you use two of those. Or at least, I'm sorry, the lady I talked to on the phone who misinformed me said,
Oh, Mike, you should have said Robin Williams passed. There is no genie.
Right.
There's no genie. Hello? No genie for you.
What you need to ask for, Mike, is there's one that gets all the channels, and that's the DirecTV anal genie.
The anal genie.
You need the anal genie. Yeah.
Not only gives you 152 crisp, clear channels, but you feel better after watching television
yes,
than you've
you
ever
do.
Felt before.
Yes, you
it's
do.
The It's the anal genie from DirecTV.
No polyps.
Well, all your problems say, disappear.
I should say DirecTV / AT&T.
Yeah, because they own that now.
Oh, they're together. That's right. It's big cable, Mike.
It is.
Big
it's
cable.
Big communication.
Now controlling me. That's why I can no longer access my account online because the good people at DirecTV / AT&T have an email of mine from before email was actually invented.
Oh, whoa. Hey, Mike, I wanted to ask you,
yes.
because we didn't touch on this on Friday because Rob and I did the show and you had a travel
right.
day,
mm-hmm.
is the big kerfluffle.
Kerfuffle?
Damn it. I always mess
kerfuffle.
That up.
Kerfuffle.
Kerfluffle.
Ugh. Kerfuffle. Not now. There's not an L after the F. It's kerfuffle.
Fuffle.
Like fuff you.
Okay.
Fuff
thank
me.
You. I needed that context. Kerfuffle.
Hey,
like
look, he did it.
Too fuffin' much.
Was the Yahoo data
later
breach?
Later we'll have some fuffin' pie.
And we'll do some caroling.
The Yahoo data breach, which,
yes.
by the way, you know, you have been a victim of already. Like, that has passed.
Is this the Yahoo breach?
1 billion
yes.
users.
I don't care. Don't use Yahoo anymore.
Yeah. But do you remember when we were yelling at you about them?
About what?
Yahoo.
Yeah, Yahoo. You told me a long time ago, get rid of that Yahoo, and
yeah.
I've had no problems with it. But they want, speaking of Yahoo... People at DirecTV like my Yahoo email. They love it. They do. Hey, Oscar, is that because the Yahoo sucks and
yes.
DirecTV has that? By the way, all I was trying to do yesterday is what they advertise, stream me a little football.
Sure.
What do they say? What do they say 24/7? They say, oh, by the way.
Take it with you.
If you're a DirecTV subscriber, which I am, and by the way, there's nothing that pisses me off when, because I did a reset, they said, oh, you've been a loyal customer since 2013. I want to go, I've been a loyal customer a lot longer than that, asshole.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
No, but I have.
You have how many years? 20
stupid.
Years? 20 plus
yeah.
years?
Yeah. yeah. Long time, since it came into being, for God's
yes.
sake. They go,
why isn't that on your
you.
Record?
Thank you. Because nothing's on the record. Because it has to be updated by people from countries that are not here.
When I deal with DirecTV, and I have for a long time, I always say, hey, Rob Spiewak, customer since 1995.
Oh.
And mine would go back probably right around the same time.
Yeah, when it began.
Really
like when you had to,
it up.
You used to have to buy the dish. We registered on our... Our wedding registry included the dish.
The dish?
The dish. When the dish yeah. was the size of like a pizza platter.
Right.
And so, but there's nothing they hate more than the thought of losing a dyed-in-the-wool customer.
Yes, yeah,
so you need to, well, you got to emphasize that.
Well, once again, the big tease was in yesterday because I, and by the way, I am plodding through my show prep like a demon right now. Let me go to point number six. The reason I wanted to stream my football is because I wanted to see, because once again, Daddy got excited thinking, come on, big money. Come on, big money.
The gambling FanDuel.
Yeah.
And let me go in here. Let me just see where we are. Here.
Was there a point during yesterday when you really thought you had your finger on the big prize?
Well, you could call us and say, guys, it's the Robin Oscar show. I'm retiring.
That's right.
I never thought that I was in the big money, but I thought I was in the money.
Okay.
Like really in the money, like a lock in the money. And I want to go back to this because this is curious when it comes to my FanDuel record and the way you never, my philosophy of DGH, don't get happy.
Right.
Applies to FanDuel and fantasy football, one day fantasy football. I'm talking about the, you know, where you put the lineup in that day.
Oh, yeah.
More than anything in the world.
Sunday.
All right, let me see what happened here. First of all, congratulations, Derek.
I want to thank Vincent, intern Vincent, for another stellar lineup. Not at all.
Oh, how much money did you lose?
$5.
That's a crime.
Now, tell me how a team scores 41 points in an NFL contest, and that team's starting candy-ass quarterback gets 19 points. I don't get it. I don't get how Matt Ryan of your Atlanta Falcons did not have a bigger day.
Well, it's the yards and the touchdown, where most of the touchdowns but via field goals or running back.
What it is Devontae Freeman, who had 44. He had 44 touchdowns yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And Matt Ryan just was
points.
Matt Ryan handed him the ball, and apparently nobody tackled him on the San Francisco.
Yeah, well, that would make sense.
And that's, but I mean, it was one day where I was sitting there. I had $40. They showed it in my little screen. I was making $40.
You were up $40.
Yeah,
I was up $40. I said, my quarterback hasn't even started yet, and I am already in the money. And then he just comes out and goes, "Here's the ball. Here's the ball, Devontae. Score all the touchdowns you want. Mike's gonna lose." And then I'm like, okay, well, at least I've got the New Orleans Saints scoring 48 points against Arizona. But I guess they wanted to score all those 48 points without throwing one effing pass to their tight end.
Not one pass. How dare they?
They did it with 16 field goals.
Oh, here we are. Kobe Fleener. Which really sounds like you're talking about a rectal medical procedure is what that sounds like.
Hey, Mike, have you tried the new Kobe Fleener?
Kobe Fleener, 2 receptions for 10 yards. Thanks, Kobe.
Oh, he
thanks
totally
with your team scoring 48 points.
He fleened him.
So anyway, that's it.
You got an absolute fleening.
So you didn't get a chance to watch the games at all. You just had had to watch your computer.
That's all I did. But I was happy to have my intranets, and that's all
we
need.
We do the show, which is important. But
yes,
that's the most important.
It's the first thing I checked. There is a romance, a romanticism built behind being in Maine, being with your little son, and it freezing outside.
Right.
But you get to watch a little foosball.
I will tell you this: the show is such a priority to me at this point in my life. That the show and the internet and the connection and speed testing and all, that's the first thing I did. And I did that even before I had to call the fire department.
What? You had to call the fire department?
That's my tease, and I'm standing by it. That's right.
God.
The fire chief was in my house last night.
Making friends.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the Great White North. Hey, we're here for Christmas. All right. We'll be right back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
If you're looking to make your beer drinking experience more interesting, go to Facebook.com and sign up for the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. There are so many different varieties, so many different labels, and so many great things going on in different regions around the U.S. And the TMOS community is bringing it all together with the TMOS Beer Enthusiast Club. So go to Facebook.com and sign up today. If you're looking for just a little entertainment, throw some salted peanuts in your beer. The peanuts will actually dance.
I love soda.
He caught me by surprise with that ending there.
Peanuts will dance.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it is also one of the busiest, luckily one of the most important holiday traditions. Doesn't take much time at all. It only takes a moment to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% savings. Plus, order now, and you'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album. Is it done?
It's done, and I will give you a choice on today's teaser, Mike.
All righty.
Do you want something up-tempo, or do you want something warm and homey?
Ooh. I want you to play the one you prefer, Rob Spivak.
Oh, then we're going up-tempo.
Oh, here we go.
Maybe we'll do two today.
Oh, you're doing the full intro. This is great. Looking forward to this one. Let's listen to the song stylings of Oscar.
Feliz Navidad. You jerk.
I will say this. We have 13 songs on the album, and yes, I produced them all, but only Feliz Navidad made me tense and made me make sure I was up to date on my BP meds, because there's a lot of energy at play.
It confused my equipment.
It didn't.
Again?
Yes.
Oh,
it came out okay.
Now, I don't want to. I don't want to leave.
Just out of curiosity, yeah, how long did it take to?
No, I was a two take Jake.
Well, take and a half, Jake.
Rob, yes. You know how sometimes we do it with restaurants, we do it with motels, we do it with places we're going to go, things we're going to buy for each other. Did you settle?
No. No.
You took his best work?
No, he made me do it.
I made him do it twice. And also, I don't want to leave that taste in your mouth. I think that's not, you know what, like coffee sometimes is bitter. So I want to leave you with a cookie to settle that off. Check this out. Tell me this isn't beautiful. This to me is Christmas, Mike. Our first double shot.
You get this holiday album if you buy the Christmas album. Chestnuts roast.
13 songs. As a matter of fact, the album is done. Today, following the show, I will present the orderation of the cuts to make sure everyone's okay with it.
Nice.
It'll be in people's hands before you know it. So Merry Christmas, folks.
Nice.
Order now and you'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. All your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies. And the only way you get it is to buy the TMOS bonus package. All waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages and you may be enjoying a song like this.
Feliz Navidad.
He's got a beat.
Get the bonus album. Get the bonus package, please.
He's got
Thank you.
Beat like a cop. I had to move so much stuff around. Even in his mother tongue. Not easy. But we fixed it.
We are grateful, and I can't wait to hear it myself. Can you fire me off a copy when you get
Expedite.
A chance?
Yes, absolutely. Pony,
I'd
send
love
it
to
out.
Hear that.
Mike, when we left, you said that there was a fire chief in your home.
Yes.
Well, we got a guy, my buddy Zach up here, who looks out for us when we're away and does a great job. And everything was just really in a remarkable shape. Kathy, my sister, had been in here, brought in some stuff from my mom's passing that was just overwhelmingly emotional for me when I got here. It was an emotional weekend, and that's the sad part I'm not going to tell you about. But it was really special that she had done all that, and everything was intact. And you know how it is. You've been away for so long, and you just want to make sure everything's okay.
Right.
And so I walk through, and then once everything had settled, and first thing I did was check the cable connection. Everything all right up there,
yes,
boys?
Yes, yes. I just asked him a question that I think he'll understand what I'm talking about. We're good.
What is it?
You said, no, why do you have to know everything?
Because I have to know everything. I especially today, I have to know everything.
All right.
Do you have any music to help him out with this? All right. Appreciate it. Thank you. This is really going to work out, I think, Mike. And it's really worth us highlighting this. And I'm glad you stopped to find out.
Now,
what's going
on. Why does he want
here?
Music in back of it? I'm curious.
Because
is there a problem with the audio? Or
No. There are no. Everything is great. I would
why
say.
Why do we need musical enhancement? Why is he producing? He doesn't need to produce. What's he doing?
Is it Zach from Saved by the Bell? Is it Zach Morris?
That's what he wanted. That's what you wanted with Zach. You wanted your Saved by the Bell music. Okay.
Hey, his name is Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Everything
Sell
makes sense
the
now.
Joke.
I totally get it. I get it. Everything makes sense
Zach
to me now.
Takes care of your house.
Right.
Zach,
yeah, Zach is Zach's my buddy up here. And everything was great. And the thing that was great about the holidays for me, and this really is great, digestively, you know, I don't talk about this very often because it's a positive, and I truly don't want to get happy about it, but
sure.
Things have never been better on the regularity front since I've been taking my delightful new probiotic.
Oh.
I'll tell you.
Probiotics are great.
On probably, you know, three occasions in the last month or so, I've had a two-dayer, which I rarely do. I mean, I rarely visit
two
the
a day?
Facilities.
Whoa.
Two a day, twice a day. It's usually I'm good for one good one a day,
yeah.
And that sets me. But, you know, recently, holidays and all that. And so when I got back here to Maine, it was time for number two. So
yes.
I rolled in 2. There. 2.2,
that's four.
2.2, and I pulled a beluga. But beluga does them on the same walk.
Oh, you didn't do it outside, did you?
Well, he's not here.
What?
Uh-oh. Yeah,
they're not here.
Oh, what a nice treat for the holidays.
They're not here for 3 weeks.
Wow.
That's awesome.
They're not here for 3 weeks.
What did you do with them? Did you put them?
Left them in Florida.
Are they in a pet hotel at least?
Yeah.
Or a friend's house?
Nope, babysitter's taking care of him.
Oh, that's great.
That's perfect.
Great.
Babysitter's taking care of him. Everything's going to be just fine. 3 weeks.
That's
man.
I don't have to look at it. I don't have to look at it.
Yeah.
When I'm eating every food and, yeah. the nose goes up in the air, which is all he does. All he does
perfect
is come back.
Perfect bliss.
Anything I can eat? Hi, beluga. And then he turns around and walks. Hi. Merry Christmas, alone.
Merry Christmas, a-hole.
Mike, never show your hand, though.
Sorry about that.
Never show your hand.
No.
So I go into the facility and...
Carl, I kind of miss him.
No, don't even do that. Don't even do that.
No, she'd see right through that. She'd immediately.
Okay, all right.
She totally bust me out on that one.
All right.
So I go on to the little throne, and as I'm waiting, I hear, eat. And it's a smoke detector. I'm like, eat. And we haven't been here in a while.
The batteries might be a little...
Yeah, batteries might be in time for changing. Times they are changing. So I go out to the hallway and I see one of the smoke detectors has the battery case like popped out of it and it's just sitting there and that's not making a racket. I'm like, oh, what's going on?
Okay.
And then I look in one room, and by the way, this house is goofy with the smoke detectors. So they're all over the place. And I go from one to the other, and there are three of them, in the house, the body of the house, and then. I hear it coming from, like, the basement. And now I'm starting to get a little bit concerned. Because, you know, God knows what's going in down there. So I open up the, it's like a trap door.
Like a hatch.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
And you crawl down to where there's not a lot of space. It's not really a basement. It's more like a crawl space.
Yeah.
And I go down there, and that's where, like, the furnace is and everything's down
bodies.
There.
Bodies.
And the bodies. That's where, that's when I did the Magic Clown show up here one summer.
I remember. And you were the Magic Clown.
Come on in, boys. I'm the clown that's here for the 18-year-old boy birthday party.
Don't mind the low ceiling, since you're children, it shouldn't bother you.
Place your uniforms
What's
on the floor.
That smell. Anyway,
first
so-
a nude swim.
No one can hear you. Anyway, so would you like to have a spoon?
No.
No, I'm sorry. So. So I hear eat, and I open up the trap door and I go down there and I'm just not handy and I haven't been down there in a long time. And it's a really well designed little crawl space.
Sure. They did this, scary.
They did this like rubber seal thing on the floor. So the groundwater doesn't get into that. I mean,
Ooh.
It's a very well sealed, well protected. Well, the
membrane.
Guy that owned the house before I did a membrane cause he waterproofed it. So it's very cool. And it always looks good down there. It looks really, really good. So I hear eat immediately and there's this one. Detector, and I said, oh my God, that's a carbon monoxide detector. And I go, and suddenly, because you know how I am, immediately think the worst. I'm like, oh, am I feeling lightheaded?
Yes, of course.
I'm always feeling lightheaded.
Is
this worse than usual?
That's what I said to the guy eventually. He said, well, were you feeling lightheaded? I said, well, I'm about 300 pounds overweight. I'm always lightheaded. Thank you.
I was lightheaded when I lifted the trap door.
Rob knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're lightheaded when you say, hey, let me get out of bed. Oh, whoa.
Mike, our baseline is different.
Yeah, exactly.
It is.
So So I look at the thing and it's beeping and I can't, it's even though with the light on, it's low light and I'm not sure, but I unscrew it. And then I said, okay, well, maybe it needs a new battery. So I go up and I get a 9-volt, which we happen to have.
Right.
By the way, I get more crap from my wife over going to the big box store and buying batteries because I constantly buy batteries, but I never run out of batteries. I never run out of batteries.
You never have a need.
No.
Yeah,
I never have a need.
What I forget is mic cables. But anyway, so I'm so mad at myself. I could kick. Anyway, that's a technical thing. We don't need to burden you, the Mike O'Mara Show listener, with.
No burden.
So I changed the battery and I put it in and it's going beep again, but more intermittently. I'm like, well, that's okay. And then beep. And then I hear it again. I said, I'm going back down there. I go back down and I unscrew the thing and I look at it and I still can't get a good look at it. But I decide, you know, instead of reading, I might as well call the proper authority.
Right.
So I said, I think I might have a carbon monoxide indicator going off. They couldn't have been nicer. They said, we'll send somebody out. And out here in the wilds of nowhere, do you realize someone got to my house within 2 minutes?
What?
Oh, did they?
2 minutes.
Siren blaring and everything?
And he was the chief.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Did he come in a cool SUV or was it one of those old-timey ones?
Came in a pickup with some lights on top of it and a plow.
Just like out of the movies. Yeah. And a plow.
It could have been like a Stephen King local sheriff guy.
Yeah.
Right?
I was envisioning
like in Stranger Things.
Or Amityville Hall, Amity Beach in Jaws. He drove a big truck like
that's exactly what it was like. He couldn't have been. By the way.
White guy?
Well, but anyway, really, you know where you are? You know, really.
Here.
You know.
Let me ask a similar question, Mike. Right. Human being?
No, he was fantastic. He got here. You know what's funny?
What?
I was talking so much politics over the weekend about, you know, politically incorrect and jokes now that we shouldn't. I've got 14 jokes that I'm not going to use right now.
Good boy.
You know? So he arrives. And by the way, before this, I had said to the guy on the phone, You know, I've got a young boy here. I've got a 3-year-old. Should we get? He said, "Yeah, it'd probably be a good idea to wait in the car. Open your windows and doors in the house and wait in the car until he gets here." So he arrives.
What's
and,
the temperature when this is going down?
This is where it was breezy and balmy last night. It was about 48.
Okay, so it's
horrible.
No crisis. Right.
So it was no issue at all with that. It was a little damp, but other than that, everything was fine. We wait for the guy, and he arrives, and he couldn't have been nicer. And I'm very apologetic. I said, first of all, I'm going to tell you, I have no clue about any of this. I really don't know what I'm doing, and I don't know even if it is a carbon monoxide smoke detector or combo unit. I don't know. I'm basing this on the location and the smell of what really could be heating oil, which is really all I smelled down there. And he said, you know what? Better safe than sorry. As soon as he said that, I thought, what a cool guy.
Yeah.
He was nice. He's the one coming out on his Sunday to check this out. He goes down. He says, it's a smoke detector. And, you know, I hear the womp, 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 womp. You know, I immediately...
Carl is like, that's my man.
I'm an idiot. And he says, but by the way, these are usually supposed to be replaced every 10 years. I said, oh, well, what's the date on it? He said, 2001.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, well, we're working on double the life expectancy. So they're all disconnected, sitting on the kitchen table right now, going out to the Walmart later on to restock.
Are they hardwired to your house or are they
They're
the
hardwired to the house. Yeah. And apparently the ones of these type, they still make them.
Sure.
And you can find them at the Home Depot.
Mike,
you know?
I don't want to tell you your business, but.
Well, you know, I'll take it from you, Harry Homeowner.
Okay, thank you.
Immediately remove all of your furnaces.
They sell Nest.
Nobody knows Home Depot. More than you do, Oscar.
I do. They sell Nest units, which are smart units, where you can monitor. You would get an alert on your phone if there was a fire and you were in Florida and the fire was in Maine.
Yeah, but these are already like hard installed. I'm not sure whether the Nest units will.
They sell match a hard install and a wireless version.
Well, that's replacing all of them. I'm spending like $20.
I'm asking you to.
If he has a fire in Maine and he's in Florida, he's perfectly safe.
I'm asking you to replace one with a smart device, so then you at least have that backup.
Well, yeah, okay. I'll get right on that.
Just a thought. Not a sermon.
It's not something that I. You know, here's the difference between you and me and your brand. This is your first real home. I know you have the condo, but this is your first real home. I have been around for a very long time. I've lived in different places, and to be honest with you, I know what my limitations are. I know what I'm capable of doing. And also, when you're talking about me going down into a crawl space, All right. I seriously look like Norm from Something About Mary on the hand crutches. All right. It is not a pretty thing to see, you know? It's just like, pick up the keys, Norm. All right, Mary. Give Mary a good rogering. You know? I mean, that's what
I take all that back.
So,
Thank you. Did
you determine was the smoke detector, did it need a battery? Has it just gone bad?
He said you put a battery in. It's probably they all need to be replaced.
Yeah, that's a life expectancy, right?
And that I agree with. And I'll put them back in, and we'll see. And if they start chirping again, then we're just going to disconnect them.
And be careful with matches.
But like the one up here, there's one up here that's got the mounting unit for it, but not the detector. And then I've got three other detectors.
Yeah.
So I'll be buying four detectors today when I get a mic cable.
Yes. Yes.
And the new motto of the house is be careful with those matches because we have no smoke detectors.
Yeah. Hey, and here's something else, kids, when you do a podcast, always bring plenty of mic cables. Mike is a dumb man.
No.
But anyway, we'll take a break and then we'll come back with more. Find out about Rob Spiewak's another illness.
Yes.
Wow. We'll take a break and come right back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Mara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by our Amazon page. We love Amazon and holiday time. Really, we're getting right down to the wire here, and I would love, 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 love if you could find it in your heart to shop Amazon and do it through our page.
Busy, busy, busy. If you shop Amazon and you go somewhere else, that's not fair. That's not fair. I'll pull a rabbit out of my hat. This time of the year where your days grow shorter, shorter, shorter.
Anyway, Amazon.com, they've got everything you need at the best prices. Just make sure to go through our portal. It doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support your friends here at TMOS. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it.
Here's what I want you to do. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon
or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now, back to the show about mic cables.
You know, last-minute shoppers, you can still have stuff there in time for Christmas.
Oh,
today.
Yeah.
Right away today. Just
get
do Amazon.
On it.
They'll wrap it.
I'm
going to
do that. I'm actually...
Well, Mike, your presents are coming
done.
Via
I got Rob done
Amazon.
And I got Oscar done. I got Rob done and I got Oscar done.
Great.
I got
north.
Oscar done over the weekend. That's how I did. What's the white noise? What?
I said luckily I've sent stuff to Maine before, so yeah. I had your address. And when I
had yours too. Yeah. I had your new address, which I didn't think I had because I asked somebody about it, and I had it. So that's a good thing. And Rob, here's the question from Mrs. O'Mara because
yes.
You know she loves to set you up.
Yes,
because she loves you more than anything else.
And I her.
Do all the T-shirts fit
like a glove? And I adore all of them. Although if I had to choose a favorite, the Boston concert tee is so great.
Okay.
Love
oh, really?
Yeah.
That surprises me.
I love that.
One you
love,
like
love,
most,
love
so.
That. So
very,
thank
very,
you.
Very grateful.
Thank you.
And Pony.
Yes, sir.
You'll be getting the same gift you usually get. Isn't
sounds
that
good
right,
to me.
Oscar?
Yes.
The gift that keeps on
cripple.
Giving.
Yes. We give and we give and
one
we give.
One full-service car wash.
Yes. Attaboy.
Jolly of the Month Club.
And for the interns, the joy of being in our presence.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Mike,
much hilarity. Yes, go ahead.
You can't wrap knowledge.
No, you cannot.
You can't put a ribbon on it, though.
Can't put a bow on learning. Can't do that at all. Not possible.
Although after, what is it, Mac? How long have you been with us? 10 years?
Three.
Mac has been with us 3 years. He continues trying to wrap it.
Can't do it.
Oh, is Mac on campus today?
Oh, Mac's here.
He is, as a matter of fact.
Oh, let's have a look. Let's have a look.
Mac Jack.
Mac, yeah,
Mac
actually.
Is getting up, coming towards the camp. Oh, my God. Oh, he's dressed like a ninja today. All black.
Yeah.
There you are. Hi, boy.
All black.
How are you?
Yeah, he's good.
Good
he looks
you.
Like the top of. He graduated at the top of his ninja class.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays to Mike McIntosh.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, you just made his holiday.
Mm-hmm. So I understand that I was. Oh, can I say one last thing, Rob,
before we get to
your weekend of illness? Because it might be a nice segue point here, and I would be remiss if I didn't do that. Flying with a little guy gets easier and easier the older they get. And he was a little wound up in mid-flight, but by and large, when they can move their own selves along and they can haul something, they can even carry something for you, life begins to get a lot better traveling.
Put them to work.
Yes. Here are my cables, son.
Absolutely. And it was crack of dawn. We had 6 a.m. flight, super, super early flight to Beantown. And it's still the time I like to fly. But, you know, my little secret when it used to be, you know, way back when I loved to do this, You'd have 3-quarter planes a lot. You wouldn't have the sandwiched on thing.
Jam-packed.
Now everybody flies this time of year.
It's the cheapest. It's also the earlier the cheaper, right? Depending on the date.
And there are fewer actual flights, so the same number of people moving, less flights mean a more crowded flight.
So you were jammed.
We were packed, absolutely
jammed.
And because the idea in my mind was that we were going to drive it up here, and then we, at the last minute, saw that there were, about a month ago, some really favorable airfares, so we decided we would fly. But at the same time, it was last minute, relatively, and so we weren't able to get where we wanted on the plane. I don't really think about it that much. I don't. I mean, I obviously, when I get an opportunity and there are seats up towards the front, I'd rather be up front of the plane. I rarely, though, delay so long where my only options are the last two rows.
Okay.
Porta potty rows.
And I am here to tell you that row 24 on an Airbus A320, seriously, you might as well have put diving helmets on us and, you know, had Louis Anderson fart in the diving helmet before they put them on our heads.
Wow.
I've been there, Mike. When you sit way in the back, a couple
things.
Is that
actually on the ticket?
You're right next to the toilet, and then you also have the luxury, if you're in the final row, of no reclining chairs.
Add to the fact that, you know, one time my flight attendant sister-in-law said, why do you think first class is up front? I said, because it's closer to the door. She said, no, it's up front because that's the smoothest place where the plane rides.
Ooh.
And the further you get back, the worse, physically, the worse your ride is going to be. So you have the smell of poo, you have the no reclining seat, and the fact that it's the bumpiest part of the plane.
Yeah. By the way, I should mention, I'll give him a plug, JetBlue, I fly them all the time. The fact is that I think you know what kind of weather the United States got over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I think you know that there were some conditions up there.
If you that play.
You know, he broke through at about, 11,000 feet. And it was just the best way I could describe the flight from an audio standpoint would be. It was nonstop. And I looked out the window at one point and I found out later this was called sea smoke, where the sea smoke was this meteorological condition where over the ocean it creates these wisps, and it was just clouds moving and turbulence and everything. And this young pilot. This pilot that looked seriously to be about probably early 30s.
Early 30s. Young.
And this guy feathered this little son of a bitch down into Logan Airport like you would not believe. Beautiful landing. And I'm walking off, and first of all, I guess they all do this. Do they all? Is it just the JetBlue guys that wear the cool leather jackets with the captain's bars on them? He had the leather jacket. He looked like Flyboy, and he's
that's kind of neat.
And he's greeting all the customers as they're coming off the plane. And I looked at him, I said, hell of a landing, Cap. That in these conditions, pretty darn good. And he said, didn't miss a beat. He said, 1 out of 10.
That's
1 out of 10.
Funny.
Wasn't that cool?
That is
awesome. That's probably, which means he probably does 9 out of 10 like that.
Yeah, so that's the way.
But back there in that plane,
the worst.
And there are two factors here. Yes, Oscar, you know right away. It's the porta potty part of the plane,
and no one has any shame coming back after they've done their.
No
business.
One has any shame.
I hope nobody notices.
Yeah, you don't hear a lot of people washing hands either.
And our flight took off at 6 a.m. on Friday morning. 6 a.m.
Prime BM time.
Oh.
Prime BM.
Prime time following a quick breakfast.
Average demographic on the plane.
Yeah.
75 years
old. Oh, no. That was a one and go.
And by the way, it was not the dudes. You would think it was the dudes. I think the dudes are probably later on in the morning. Like yours truly. Right? No, it was the round... It was the round man cuts that came up the set. You know,
Mrs.
You know
Claus?
Mrs. Clauses. The Mrs. Clauses with their crew cuts, you know, with the hairdos that
say... Those are mom cuts.
It's a sensible.
Yeah, it's a mom cuts.
Oh,
little
it's
maintenance.
Not. You calling... You call that a man cut all day long, okay? This is an I don't give a f- cut.
No. It's a mom cut. Like, when moms get to a point, like, I know...
Yeah.
Like, when moms get to a point where they're like, F it... I don't care about my life. It's all about them, and they're just overrun with whatever it is. Every mom, including my mom, had a mom cut at one point.
Any sort of female haircut that involves clippers.
Let me tell you this. I will. Which includes, you know, jump in the shower. No, not even a blow dry.
No.
Not even any necessity. Well,
nothing
not
with
like,
the word blow in it.
No.
You know, every time.
Ever.
By the way, every time I get a little concerned with Mrs. O'Mara because she's spending her 3 hours primping in the bathroom and then, you know, going to her fifth, you know, hairdresser of the day, I'll accept that based on this. So
Shannon tried to go short with her hair one time. I said, don't do it. Yeah. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
You know what? Don't give up. But these ladies are making a parade statement, and it was... From probably 40 minutes into the flight, once they turn off the fasten seatbelt signs, all the way to landing, it was a septic tank. And then at one point, I really thought it was all coming from that porta potty back there until my son is crawling in my lap. And I go, wow, like that. And he looked at me dead in the eye in his 3-year-old look and said, Daddy, I tooted. And he did. It was him. It was him. But by the way,
he was gassing you the whole time.
Yeah. Oh, he might have been. Look, he might have been carpet bombing the whole back of the plane. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but he couldn't have done it all. He couldn't have done it all because what I saw was a lot of people, a lot of ladies crossing on the aisle saying, "Didn't I see you at Panera this morning? Did you have the breakfast with sausage as well?"
Oh God, it was a real slice of heaven. But it was great to get to Boston. It was great to see the family, and I guess it was great to see your family between puking this weekend.
It was. I've never been hit by the flu so fast and so hard. When we left here, I guess it was maybe 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock and 100 degrees.
Yeah, because it was 90 degrees in the studio on Friday in here because of some weird.
We had an HVAC situation, Mike.
Yeah, someone had finagled the vents, so the only vent that was open all night was the vent in the studio
all weekend,
and you're getting the, you know, ridiculous cold, super unnatural warmth, ridiculous cold, super. You know what? You might call Mother Nature a little bipolar.
Definitely frantic. Frantic.
So when we finished up here, we had a meeting with our landlord, and I wasn't feeling.
How'd that go?
It was great. Yeah. We were actually helping them write some copy.
Yeah. Copy.
So it went really well, and I'm leaving, and I think I even yelled to you guys. I said, I'm going to grab a soda, see you as
I'm
I go.
You didn't say I'm not feeling so hot.
I said, I'm going to grab a soda. Yeah. I'll see you guys. And so by the time I left here, about 20 miles from here is when I get onto the Dulles Toll Road to get to my house.
Right.
On the Dulles Toll Road, I almost did something I've never done before. I almost pulled over to throw up.
Whoa.
And I hadn't eaten that day except for yogurt. And what happens, you start feeling that...
Where do you think you got your virus from?
I think it was from my son, who had been sick earlier that week, but it wasn't anything like this. And then I got home, and the had started to creep up. It was kind of like when you pour soda over ice and you see that foam coming up, and you think, is that going to overflow or not?
Yeah,
I don't know if it's going to make it to the top or not. I'm going to watch it. So in an amazing twist that our lives overlap, I got home, and every smoke detector in my house was going off. Don't know why. And there was no smoke in the house. I walked around.
Did you feel like you were almost going to puke up something just then?
No. You mean like today? No, I feel 100% today.
All right, I was just checking, because I thought when you said smoke detector, 70. I thought you'd give a little...
No, but it was, I walked into that, and my head is right now literally bleary because I'm
scary.
I'm trying to stifle vomit.
And you got
to
be the hero. You made it home.
Linus is circling me like a satellite because he's been in a house with 4 smoke detectors going off.
Poor dog.
And so
why are the detectors going off?
Don't know yet. And so I walk around. I hit every corner of the house. There's no fire. There's no smoke. But there is, bap, 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 and they're harmonizing. shut that up. And if you go into certain areas of the house, they're all just a semitone apart. So it's like a horrendous chord.
Not the day.
And I really, and I'm a You ever get to the point where you're actually, you put your, like when you try to give a dog a pill, right? And you hyperextend their jaw. I'm walking around the house. I got my chin out like that to try and give a further passage for the puke to carry before I get it, because I'm just a And Linus looks at me like, Dad, what's going on? And I look at him and I just wave because I can't talk, because if I talk, I'll throw up. So I find my way back down to the bathroom at the main level of the house, and it was so bad I didn't even get a chance to kneel down. For the first time in my life in a house, I puked standing up. I just,
wow. Yes.
I got in
true
there
story.
And I went, hoo-ah! And it was
any relief after you did it the first time?
No, but the third time was great.
Oh my God. And then was that it? Or
well,
was
after
it
I don't want to get too graphic, but after I changed my pants.
Oh no.
Because what happens, Mike, is that there is a
everything
collapses.
You don't have to go into detail. I know you're both ends.
I dealt with that for about 40 hours.
Wow.
That sounds like food poisoning.
No, but it wasn't, because I hadn't
you never know, too.
But the weird thing is food poisoning usually comes within 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, I don't know. Necessarily.
I mean, isn't that 12. Pretty... What do you mean not necessarily?
Yeah, like, Mac,
it can range from 3 to 4 hours up to 12.
All right. Yeah. But anyway...
So you've had the yogurt was
but
bad.
But here's the thing. Carrie got the same thing 2 hours later, and we didn't have the same food that day or the night before.
Oh. Okay.
So it does seem to be like something that was a gift from my son. So what happened is after I voided, every way, as Jerry Lewis would say, like a goddamn
coming
dyke,
out from every hole I had.
Like a goddamn dike opening up. I got a yardstick and I got a broom. And I was able to reset four of the 5 smoke detectors.
Oh, I thought you were going to use that to help you puke.
Yes.
If you need the yardstick for that, we have bigger problems.
I got a broom handle and I treated myself the way a man likes to be treated.
Oh, stop it.
No,
okay, come on.
And so I hit as many buttons and knocked as many things as I could, a couple of the smoke detectors I could reach, but the one flipping smoke detector that's in our bedroom is 11 feet up.
Whoa.
And so for that, I would have needed to go down to the basement and get the ladder to climb up and do it. So I did what any smart person would do. I shut the bathroom door. I shut the room to my bedroom door. I went down 2 levels. I shut the basement door, and I put my hoodie hood over my head, and I rolled in a blanket, and I looked at Linus. I said, Linus, we're hiding down here. That smoke detector is not going to get us. And I curled up.
You tapped out.
Fully dressed. I wrapped myself in a blanket because the shivering had now begun. Wrapped myself in, but laid on the couch. About 2 hours later, Carrie came home. She says, what is going on here? I said, you're not allowed to hate me. I'm sick and there's a smoke detector going off in the bedroom and I can't do anything about it and I've thrown up and I have diarrhea. Turn it off. It's scaring the dog.
Did she fix it?
She did. God bless
that
her.
Awesome.
And so what hit me at 2 o'clock hit her at 7.
Oh.
And so we were out of commission until Sunday afternoon. I get sick just hearing about it. And it was on and gone, and it was fast, but man, it just laid us out.
How was the recovery? When did you recover? By Saturday? Or
no, we were out of service all day Saturday. Sunday morning, we were pretty okay. By Sunday afternoon, we were Christmas decorating. We were okay by Sunday afternoon. It was that fast.
Did you get the rebound meal where you finally were feeling well enough to eat, and then it becomes like delightful?
I have not eaten since Friday morning.
My God, so you're still recovering. Wow, you got whacked. That's nasty.
It was nasty, but I will say this.
How's your ass?
Oh, it's gorgeous, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Do you feel like you've lost weight? Because your face looks skinnier.
I feel I've never been this thin.
All right, very good. Very good.
But I will say this in closing, that as bad as the flu is, and I wouldn't wish it on anybody, when you are battling vomit and you come home to 5 smoke detectors going off for no good reason.
Tipping point.
That's really, it's a good thing I'm not a gun owner because I might have ended it.
It's just not worth it.
Not worth it.
Oh, man. At least you didn't lose a mic cable. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need coming up.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
And Nicky Diamond is like the hair of the dog after a night out with the Hell's Angels.
Fantasy guy in the know.
The playoffs are just around the corner. There's only one place to get the best football analysis
from the prognosticator of Pahrump
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Best show on the network.
Brought to you by Pond World,
where you'll be treated like a king.
Follow Nikki on Facebook at Nikki D. Light him up.
Nikki Diamond, light him up!
Should have so listened great. To him, Mike.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by... Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Brought to you by Tracker. Don't you hate being a loser?
Loser.
Yeah, we're all losers. Newsweek says that the average American spends 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. You're wasting nearly an hour a day, you loser. Luckily, Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. And listen up, I'm about to tell you how you can get one for free and never be a loser again. Tracker is a coin-sized device that can find anything in seconds. Just pair Tracker to your smartphone, attach it to anything, and you can find its precise location with the tap of a button. It's that easy. And if you lose your phone, hit the button on Tracker and your phone rings, even if it's on silent. Tracker is finding over a million misplaced items each day. Order yours, and you will never lose anything again. And it means a great gift for all the losers in your life. Plus, our listeners get a free Tracker Bravo with any order free. Just go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. That's thetracker.com. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. Go to thetracker.com right now and enter promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. Again, that's thetracker.com, promo code TMOS.
News.
I like that.
Wow, that was special.
Let's do that again.
News. Rolling Stones, worst movies of 2016. Are you ready for the top 10?
Yeah, ready.
Here we go. Number 10, Office Christmas Party. Not familiar with that one.
Really? It just came out and it looked like it would be funny.
Quick on the charts.
Number 9, Allegiant. Anybody see Allegiant?
No.
No.
No, that's that's the trilogy or Divergent.
Didn't you take the pledge to see that movie?
I did see Allegiant. It is, but it's Divergent. Yeah, you know what? Not a good movie.
Okay.
Number 8, American Pastoral. Anyone see? Anyone?
No.
Show of hands? Anyone?
No.
Number 7, Alice Through the Looking Glass. Probably none of our groups. So.
No.
Number 6, Independence Day Resurgence.
Yes.
You couldn't have
paid. I would like my money back.
Okay, you didn't like it?
But it's like even a perfect movie
on
for
demand,
him.
I would still like my money back.
Okay.
Number 5 is Inferno.
No. Dante's.
Was that the Tom Hanks film?
No, that would be part of Da Vinci Code.
The Da Vinci Code. That's a shame. Those are good books.
Mm. Number 4, Allied.
No.
Number 3, Collateral Beauty.
Collateral Beauty?
What?
Collateral Beauty. They weren't the only ones not to like this movie. It says Vulture.com has some of the meanest lines from reviews of that movie. Collateral Beauty. I think that's a recent one.
It just came out, and by the way, it made $7 million, the biggest bomb. I saw this in the Hollywood Reporter. Biggest bomb Will Smith has ever had.
There's another movie that the Bang Brothers have called Collateral Booty. That's also very good.
Premium site.
You can always tell when Ashley's in the studio.
Okay? Oh, yeah, he's ramped up.
Yeah, that's it.
Number 2 is Warcraft.
It was narrowcasting.
I loved the game, hated the movie.
It really wasn't about the game. It was all wrong. They actually made a script that wasn't about the game.
And they narrowcasted to an audience that would never pay for a movie anyway. I got it on torrent.
Number 1, Suicide Squad. There it is. That
one everyone hated
saw
it. Everyone hated it.
Not that great.
Everybody
the ending
hated
was
that
rough.
Movie. Scott Baio has taken a lot of crap for supporting Donald Trump, but on Saturday he took more than just crap. Chachi took a beatdown. Did you hear about this?
No. Good for him.
Apparently Scott's daughter goes to the same elementary school as the children of Chad Smith, the drummer for the Chili Peppers. At a school event last weekend, he was accosted by Chad's wife, Nancy Mack. Scott said Nancy started berating him and cursing at him and repeating that classic Trump line, grab him by the P word.
Sure.
He asked her to calm down because there were kids present, but instead she grabbed him under the arms and started shaking and pushing him.
Wow.
He is a little bit of a guy, right? Is
he? He's a little guy. Yeah.
He's like 70 now.
Well, Scott did what any real man would do. He called the cops. Nancy told him she was just trying to show Scott how Trump hugs women. And no assault was intended. She is under investigation for battery.
She's a bit of a hothead, according to TMZ.
Think so, absolutely. This sounds like it could be one of those fake news stories we're hearing so much about these days, but I thought it was fun. Britain's Daily Mail tabloid says Trump is considering Sylvester Stallone to head the National Endowment for the Arts.
I don't know what that role does, but that doesn't scream Sylvester Stallone.
A so-called source says, quote, "It's been widely and wrongly assumed that a Trump presidency would be hostile to the arts, but Mr. Trump feels this sort of A-list appointment is precisely the shot in the arm that the industry needs."
Yeah,
so,
when you're talking about the world of art, the thing you want is a shot in the arm. Get it started.
Sounds fake newsy to me, but
I agree.
You'll never know. Very sad over the weekend. Longtime NBA sideline reporter Craig Sager passed away, 65, due to leukemia. He was diagnosed with it 2 years ago. It had gone into remission after he got a bone marrow transplant from his son, Craig Jr. That's what makes it a little sadder. But in March of this year, he announced that it had returned. Craig became notorious for his very colorful fashion sense. We happened to, on the Mike O'Mara show and on the Don and Mike show, cross paths with Craig Sager on a couple of occasions. He was a good friend of our friend, Rudy Martsky, and a really, really terrific guy.
Do you remember the thankless job he got for Rudy's Super Bowl party when the Super Bowl was in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Because that was Rudy's hometown at the point. Craig had to stay in the hotel and corral all the people to the shuttle buses to get to Rudy's house.
And he did it. And he did it with good humor.
But he did a great job. What a nice man.
He worked with TNT, TBS, and CNN for 35 years, covering both basketball and baseball. Just 2 days before his death, he was inducted into the Sports Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Craig Sager was a very, very nice person, and you're hearing that, and I'm here to tell you I have personal experience with the guy, and it's absolutely true. He will be missed. Eddie Murphy's done some bad movies, but he regrets nothing, and even if he could change the past, he wouldn't do that. Vulture.com asked him if there's anything in his career that he'd do over. He said, quote, no, he said, you learn stuff. I don't do it.
I still love it. It's great, so good.
You learn stuff from each project. Everything can't be perfect. I don't even say I've had movies that flopped anymore. Anything that you get to actually put on the screen and they gave you some paper for it, that's an effing hit. So he's putting it in perspective that he's made some turkeys. So I'm not sitting taking crap about Pluto Nash. In fact, at my house, we have Pluto Nash Week.
Nice.
We celebrate it, and we don't have Halloween at my house. We have Vampire in Brooklyn Night. He gets it. Yeah. He gets it. He also says he hasn't read a review in 25 years, good or bad. Quote, "I don't read the two thumbs up crap, you know, if you liked your movie or not, and you just keep it rolling. It's like two thumbs, and now they have tomatoes." That's what he said. So he's like, he's above it. And I think that's cool.
If you take his concert films out of it, what's your favorite Eddie Murphy movie?
Oh, it's got to be Beverly Hills Cop.
Really?
The original.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to think. I think Barbershop.
He's not in that.
He's not in that, Mike. That's
Coming to America.
Coming to America.
There was a Barbershop in
the Barbershop scene in Coming to America.
Yeah, Coming to America is my favorite as well.
Ice Cube looks nothing like Eddie Murphy.
But didn't Coming to America facilitate the Barbershop movies to a certain extent?
No, there is no connection. You just thought that they were black and they were black movies.
That is so bad, Mike. Thanks, Oscar, for jumping on that.
Let's give it up for Sexual Chocolate.
That's right. Oh, God. Help me. Let's move on. Thank you. A woman in Tavares, Florida called the cops last week when someone stole $800 worth of her clothes out of the dryers at a laundromat. When the cops reviewed the surveillance footage, they saw a man taking her clothes, and he had one very distinct feature. He was missing one of his pinkies. It turns out the cops had some run-ins in the past with a thief named Reuben Eric Collins, who was missing a pinky. And how many of those could there be in a city with a population of only 14,000?
Yeah.
So they went to Ruben's house on Tuesday, found the woman's clothes on his porch. Oh. He didn't even take him inside, and arrested him for grand theft. Ruben's been in and out of trouble with the law. They got to him, the local media down there, asked Reuben how he is doing, and he answered like he always does. He says he's in the pink. Thank you. That's Thank you. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak Christmas week on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Feliz Navidad.
Cake and cookies.
Your OCD is nothing to be ashamed of.
It's also the depression. There's just a stigma that goes with it.
I don't think so anymore.
Okay, well then I'll wear my freak flag, fly it hot, high.
Yeah, don't be ashamed of your OCD. Be ashamed of the way you talk.
It's the Rob and Katie Show. For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hey, Rob, what do you tell me about ZipRecruiter?
A ZipRecruiter is the greatest because here's the deal. This is not the end of the year. You know what this is? This is the beginning of a new year.
Yeah, and in the beginning of a new year, you really think about how the landscape of your business is going to thrive in the first quarter, going on in the second quarter, right?
And you got to, and more than likely,
you retool.
You got to retool, you got to replace, you got to get new people in there. But if you just list your job opening in one place, pooey. It's not going to work.
And what's easier than building a team, but building it with the best candidates around?
So what you need to do is figure out a way to get the word out to the most people the easiest way, and that way is ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS is the best way to find the best candidates for your job. And I'm talking about any type of job out there.
Any type of job in any place.
Yes.
So if you need any qualified candidate for anything, just get on ZipRecruiter. They will help you out. And it's streamlined. They'll hit all the main job sites, including social media. And before you know it, all of your candidates will roll right in through a streamlined interface.
They take it. They take all the pain out of looking for the right candidate.
Yeah, you don't have to go through all this nonsense.
Our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, December 19th already, 2016. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
I was honestly shocked that Zsa Zsa Gabor was still alive. I know that they said she was alive. People said that she was alive and that Prince Von Ahol said she was alive. But yes, yesterday at age 99, Zsa Zsa Gabor, ostensibly a princess, passed away. The first person who was really famous for being famous. She did it before Perez Hilton. As a matter of fact, she was married into the Hilton family. Mm-hmm. She did it before the Kardashians. Here's a pretty good clip of Zsa Zsa. This is 30 years ago when she was old. Here she is on David Letterman talking about her lifestyle.
Our first guest tonight is one of the all-time great talk show guests. too bad this isn't one of the all-time great talk shows. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Zsa Zsa Gabor.
You've married 8 times.
Uh-huh, well, because you see, I'm very impatient. Mm-hmm. Other women go to bed with a man, and I marry them because I think it's much more honest to be married first before you go to bed with a man.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You don't expect me to believe that you've only been to bed with 8 men in your life.
Wow. You don't have to believe it.
Well, let's get off that subject for a second.
My husband is in the green room. Otherwise, I could have told you a couple of stories.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Now, but seriously, would you ever have married a man who was not a world-famous figure, a prince, a duke, a hotel magnate, an actor, on and on? Would
or
you
an ambassador.
An ambassador.
Or a Texas oil man, or a very rich New York man? No. Mm-hmm.
So she was actually one of 3 sisters. She was a beauty queen in 1939, to put it in perspective.
She was famous for her extravagant lifestyle, correct?
Yes, they called it a champagne and diamond lifestyle. Wow. But one thing, historically, there was an urban legend of something she did on The Tonight Show, and Johnny Carson said it never happened.
Ah.
But it's a great story. Here is Jane Fonda asking Johnny Carson about Zsa Zsa Gabor, perhaps the last time we'll ever have to tell this story.
I got
to
ask you something. Sure. Last night, my son, you were talking about Zsa Zsa Gabor earlier.
Yeah, I think everybody's talking about
it. My son said, she was on Johnny Carson's show one time. She came there with a cat on her lap, and she said to you, "Do you want to pet my pussy?" And my son said that you said, "I'd love to if you'd remove that damn cat." Is it true?
tell you, I...
Is it true?
No, I think I would recall that.
So ostensibly, awesome. No matter how many people say it happened, it did not happen. But it's a great story. A YouTube star, Mike, the least of my least favorite kind of people. His name is Zachariah Thumbs. And I would love to say this guy is from Florida, but I doubt he is, because when you watch his stunt, he falls into some snow.
Ooh.
So what he is, Zachariah Thumbs has the same build as me.
Thubs, not Thumbs.
Thumbs. I'm sorry. Okay. Zachariah Thumbs has a similar build
thumbs,
to me.
Thumbs, not Thubs.
And what he has done is he has taken long, long strings of firecrackers and put them on his bare stomach. Almost like bandoleros. Like, you know how Chewbacca has that thing that he wears?
Yeah.
So he's got crisscross of two long strings of firecrackers that he has taped to himself, and he calls it the suicide vest. Now, the sound of lighting...
I saw this, by the way. It was terrifying.
Yeah. It is horrifying. Now, the sound of it is okay. The best sound is him in pain after it. I'm being told he's okay. Here's Zachariah Thumbs and his firecracker suicide vest.
Hi, I'm Zachariah Thumbs, and this is the suicide vest. Look at this. Yeah, this should be fun.
He's lighting it.
It's about working hard for a living.
Oh my God, it's only got one.
Lighting the fuse. Now rolling in the snow.
Jesus Christ. What the f,
man? Oh my God, did you get that?
Yeah. That's his big concern.
Oh my God, that hurt.
Burn bad. Lift your arm, come here. Jesus Christ.
Do you have any Neosporin?
And you know, I think I have something I hate more than a YouTube star.
What's that?
The guy that films the YouTube star.
Yes.
Because that is really the lowest of the low. If you catch out the video, what's great is he has actually burned his skin so bad that there is hunks of skin hanging loose on his
body.
Well,
there's in the folds of fat where the crevasses were on this giant pendulated stomach, you can see actual red with the gunpowder.
Yes.
You actually see the gunpowder burn marks followed by where the firecrackers had actually cut his skin open.
Oh, my God.
Smart guy,
it's
this
heinous.
One. Yes.
It's heinous.
Mike, his name, Zachariah Thumbs.
Zachariah Thumbs.
And I know it's wintertime, time for comfort food. I have a warning for all of you that are out there eating peanut butter.
Peter Pan peanut butter has been hit with a record $11.2 million fine for its role in a massive salmonella outbreak. To be fair, Peter Pan has always been very upfront about not wanting kids to grow up.
That is your magic audio ball.
Nice.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, my God. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Thank you so very much. We are bringing you content all this week. We're going to have shows for you, including our fabulous Christmas party shows on Thursday and Friday, and then Rob Spiewak playing the hits, the Christmas hits, that is, for you on Saturday and also on Christmas Day. We're really, really excited about that. So we've never done it before.
The
we're
most
very, very
content we've
it.
Offered on a calendar year ever. We're proud about that because you deserve it.
And don't forget, this time of year, please shop through our Amazon page. And also, you still have plenty of time to subscribe to our TMOS bonus packages. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. See you next time.
Merry Christmas.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.